This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. There's much to do. The President, in her remarks about Ukraine and talks with the President of the Russian Federation, Mr. Putin, used the term of art denuking as part of his ambition in talking to Russia. Denuking. Henry, a very good evening to you. I read a Reuters report within these last hours. Dozens of U.S. Democratic lawmakers urged Secretary of State Marco Rubio to work with Congress to renew a U.S.-Russian nuclear weapons pact that expires next year, saying that even during tense times, the agreement has reduced the risk of nuclear war. Mentioned in these senators especially, Mr. Markey of Massachusetts, Mr. Murphy of Connecticut, Ms. Baldwin of Wisconsin. This is going forward with a lot of energy thanks to the president's remarks of denuking. Is there something to it, Henry, or is it just rhetoric? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's great to be on your show. If it wasn't just Mr. Trump and the 25 senators, if it was just them, I don't know. But it's Mr. Putin who's dangling the renewal of New START that makes all of this a combustible possibility. I say combustible because it's very difficult to understand how Mr. Trump and his administration will field such propositions, whether they're from the Democrats or from Mr. Putin. I mean, for one thing, the Secretary of Defense has announced that there will be no cuts to the nuclear buildup, the modernization program on record. In addition, I think president in his first administration was stridently critical of New START and was not eager to see it extended. So, you know, we've got a couple of problems here. He, the president, says, well, I'm going to talk not only to Putin one-on-one, but with Xi, and we're going to figure out a big deal on trade and perhaps denuking. This has prompted some people to want to make sure they're defense representatives at any trade talks now, because they're afraid that on the margins of any trade talks with China and Russia, there might be some side deal about nuclear weapons restrictions. The two words helter-skelter come to mind here. More important than any of this is I don't see how Trump's sound critique of arms control in his first administration could be walked away from. And what was that? It's that there have to be restrictions on new types of weapons. I think he was onto something there. I don't hear much discussion of that, but it may be coming. New START is old business. Extending it, you know, might be of some utility, but the business ahead and any kind of diplomacy on restricting strategic arms and strategic threats would have to talk about all sorts of things not in New START, like the Iron Dome that Mr. Trump wants to promote with space-based missile interceptors. Do they really want to talk about that? Well, we might not, but I got to believe Putin might. So I don't know where we're headed, but this is an exciting time for anybody thinking about strategic arms limitations and diplomacy, because the door has swung open both in the Trump administration and his critics, to say nothing about our former adversaries, saying, well, okay, let's make a deal. What it will consist of, I don't know.
For some time, reporting on the failure of New START to engage the U.S. and Russia in talks, there's been a problem that can't be solved, which is China. Not part of New START, not part of the conversation, not even proposed, as China builds those silos in northwestern China, filled or not filled with nuclear weapons, as China grows more confident that it is a nuclear power. And the challenge was, how do we get involved? Because China was not interested. Is there reason to believe they're now interested, or Mr. Putin could engage Beijing in this matter?
Well, I think that's what's exciting or disturbing, depending on how you look at it. Yes is the answer. And you cannot for a moment believe that either Mr. Putin or Mr. Xi is about to agree to anything that will disadvantage them. So we're going to have to sharpen whatever we think are military leverage comparative advantages. And what are they? Well, I don't know. And that's where the fun begins. Is it the future threat of developing new forms of missile defense? Is it somehow we're going to develop strike systems that will jeopardize China or Russia? Is it quantum computing? I mean, with encryption that's rock solid. I don't know. Do you really want to be bargaining over those things? To say nothing of forward deployment of nuclear weapons, which is a popular idea amongst enthusiasts for nuclear weapons, and not favored at all by Russia or China. These are the questions that come into play immediately, I think.
Denuking is an ambition for every president we've known since the beginning of the Cold War. And so the difficulty here is this is not a loser when it comes to the public. It would be a great achievement for any one of these leaders, Mr. Xi especially, to enter into a way to step back from nuclear Armageddon. Do they want to, Henry, given the level of sophistication you just referenced, the quantum computing, for example? We're in races with China over quantum computing, over AI, over chip making. Do we want to step back from the nuke race?
Well, I mean, I think what you sense with our president is he wants to make a deal. He is, after all, the guy who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal.
Right,
and the deal may be more important than what the deal consists of has got to be the concern. I think, as I tell my own staff, if we're going to get something wrong, let's not be in a rush to do it. I think Congress needs to raise its oversight head here. And I think, this is, if ever there was a cause for hearings, this would be it, and I welcome it. I think they would be very useful to talk publicly about all of these issues before, anyone meets anybody and makes any deal.
The New START Treaty, was it adequate to begin with if we're going to re-engage it? We have 30 seconds.
But I think the critics are perhaps hyperbolic about it, saying it was bad. It was inadequate. It was weak. It didn't cover a lot of things, but it did produce the deal to modernize our nuclear forces. I always said arms control ends with New START, and that was true. I mean, it's been a long time since we struck an agreement. I don't think renewing it is going to be anywhere near sufficient, but I could see someone say, well, let's make a deal so we can get momentum, and they might renew it. But that is not a complete thought.
Henry Sikorsky, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.